Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to talk about the top three on the torch. We'll talk about top three on the torch. And, you know, I love the top three. Listen, if you haven't been to the VFN Torch yet, you got to go to the VFN Torch. You can go to it by going to VFNTV.com and select the Torch. And when you do so, you're going to see that there's a wide variety of highlights that you'll be able to listen and read. And also, there'll be additional content that allows our conversation to go further. We only have a couple hours on the radio, but sometimes in the highlights, we add more content that we refer to, spoke about, and you'll be able to enjoy those. Not only will you listen to those, but you can actually email them and share them. Many are sharing them on Facebook. But also with that, we have an app. You hear us talking about it often. Mm-hmm. They're doing a wonderful job updating it and keeping it all together. But in the app, you'll have everything that's available in the VFN Torch will also be available in the app, as well as additional teachings, which is really great. I mean, the app just looks awesome, and the functionality is great. I mean, my sons tell me all the time, you wouldn't believe it. I say, well, how'd you hear that? Dad, it's on the app. I go, oh, okay. I said, how'd you know about that? Right? I said, did I tell you about this? He says, Dad, I listen to VFN radio. You know, oh, okay, I got it. He listens to it on his app. That's cool. Very, very cool. If you haven't had a chance, download the app, but also share it with a friend. You know, especially in iTunes, you're able to, once you download the app or go to the app, there's a share. There's a little arrow kind of curve. You can actually email that app to your friends. Mm-hmm. Why not just get a tick a few minutes and just forward and email it? You know, I'm hearing so many encouraging words from other people, and they're telling me about the time they're spending on the Torch.
Right.
I've heard someone in South Florida is just getting the whole family on the Torch, you know, and subscribing to the VFN TV newsletter, which you want to do that as well at VFNTV.com. Mm-hmm. But take the time, because there's so much information, there's so many prophetic words that we're actually living in today. Mm-hmm. Once I share this with this person in South Florida, I mean, they were just amazed. I mean, they just typed in the word prophecy and said they went out and bought speakers for their computer.
Oh.
So that they could actually hear as much, you know, while they're doing other things. They want to hear VFN radio, and they want to listen, you know, systematically to a lot of the prophetic words that have been shared.
Wow,
and they just want to go, you know, word by word. I thought, wow, how cool is that?
That is cool.
So, one of the first ones we want to talk about here is, do you fear man or do you fear God? You can't serve them both. Mm-hmm. That really was an amazing highlight. It was a wisdom moment in Proverbs 29. But, you know, Greg shares about the fear of man proving to be a snare. And basically, whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Mm-hmm. This is so good because you can't, you know, you serve what you fear. If you serve, you know, if you fear man, you'll serve God. But if you fear God, you'll serve God. I say that right? If you fear man, you'll serve man. But if you fear God, you'll serve God. Okay. we continue to share that. Listen, the fear of man is a trap. You got to stay clear away from that. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we declare with loud and bold voices that, hey, listen, we're not even going to fear, you know, any man in any situation, but that every decision is based, you know, on how does the Lord feel about this? What is God saying? You know, what would God say about this situation? Because, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to be at peace. We're not going to live in a place of peace mm-hmm. if we're going to, you know, disregard what God is saying.
Right.
But we're not going to have a peaceful life there. We need to honor, you know, honor men, but fear God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. You know, we're not talking about disrespecting them. We're just saying, listen, you know, we honor men, but we fear God. Mm-hmm. We need to trust the Lord with our whole heart. And you got to listen to that. I mean, because it's really going to help you straighten some things out. You know, because I think certain times, you know, people have to deal with and grow out of having a fear of man. And there's a lot of times they don't want to disappoint people. Let me tell you something. You need to worry about disappointing God.
Right, exactly.
You know, you can't be popular with man and God. You better choose one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You'll serve one or the other. Right.
You better choose one. I choose to be popular with God, you know. He's the one we got to be thinking about. Also, rethinking church, how do you identify the church? And that really is a great segment that we've been doing here lately, because it's all about, you know, it's okay to rethink this. It's okay to let's contemplate on this. Let's think about this and how the church is and what God's, you know, what was everyone said of the church? Well, in this segment, you know, we just don't want to be hearers of God's word. We want to become doers. And we're challenged to ask ourselves the question, how do we identify the church? Do we identify the church as a building, an organization, as a board of directors, a denomination?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we identify the church as family?
Right.
It's so important. Because, you know, we need to be reminded here that this is family. I mean, George Barnes told that, you know, what we presently have today, it was made up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God's called us to live this out, not in a sterile institutional way, if you will,
right.
You know, but in a way that he created, which is family.
Right.
And we can't just default into any category. We just can't go into any way. John 13 verses 34 through 35 say, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." It's time. I mean, it's time to come out and just say, you know what? I'm just going to love. I'm going to love. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move in family. I'm going to rethink this whole situation. It's not about buildings. It's not about, it's about what God says it's about. And the last one I want to share real quick before we get into the wisdom moment is, you know, guard your heart from envy.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a great segment that was aired on VFN Radio, but you want to guard your heart and into not going in a place of envying sinners, but instead to be zealous for the fear of the Lord. I mean, we have great energy and great enthusiasm when it comes to keeping our awareness of God and acknowledging God in His presence. But we can't just fall back into a place of where we're becoming envious of things, of people, of stuff, and of their ways, especially sinners. It's like, wait a minute. You got to guard your heart. Envy is a slippery slope. You know, it's a really slippery slope. And you start measuring and you're discontent and you're thinking, you know, well, wait a minute. What's happening over there? And peeking over people's, you know, fences, I like to say, you know,
right.
Your neighbor's fence. Listen, guard your heart from that. That is a trap. That is a trap. And you're going to fall hard. It's better to fear God and to be zealous for the fear of the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.